Money presents the Philip Morris Playhouse, produced, edited, and directed by William Spear. Tonight's star, Elliot Lewis. It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to wake up fresh with no cigarette hangover. Yes, you'll be glad tomorrow you smoke Philip Morris today.
Call for Philip Morris!
And now, with Elliot Lewis as star, we bring you Apology. Tonight's production in the Philip Morris Playhouse.
He could be anywhere down there. He could be in the lobby asking the room clerk. He could even be in the elevator or walking down the hall to my room. Maybe even... Who is it? Who is it?
Mr. Buzicki, it's the bellboy.
Just a minute. I was lying on the bed.
The clerk wants I should ask you if you're going to stay over the weekend because he wants to know because there's a Wisconsin party coming in which will take most of the rooms.
Well, I haven't made up my mind yet.
What could I tell a room clerk?
Tell him I haven't as yet made up my mind.
What can I tell him you'll tell him?
Tomorrow morning.
He'd like to know tonight.
I'll let him know tomorrow.
Check out his noon.
I know. There's a sign on the closet door.
Be surprised how few people ever read them signs.
I read them.
And good night.
Good night.
I'll tell him you'll tell him tomorrow.
Funny. How his just being so big scares me. Size wouldn't count. That's why it's foolish to worry about a thing like that. Because if he ever caught up with me, size wouldn't have a thing to do with it. Only the index finger on his right hand is off, with which he'd pull the trigger. Well, it's all psychological, I suppose. The mind has got to work, I guess. Funny how a man can have no courage, absolutely no courage at all, for one entire lifetime, and get reckless one day. Just something in him, maybe all the times he should have got angry and never did. And that day, that minute, that second, he does something. If anybody'd have asked me if I was planning a thing like that... Still, who can know himself? To see her lying there with the little wine glass in her hand when a minute, a second before, she was her usual self.
Montana!
What's wrong with that?
I wouldn't go to Montana if you carried me there dead.
What's wrong with Montana?
I'd rather be dead.
Is it such a terrible place?
I wouldn't know. I never been there.
Then how can you possibly know?
Do you think I haven't a very good idea of what you have in mind when you want to send me off like that?
Because I asked you to take a little vacation.
To imagine that a girl like that would say anything, would walk by, would even stay on the same side of the street as a small-time small-timer like you is enough to make me laugh. This is an imagination.
Do you want to be sensible or lose your temper?
When I think of the way he tried to talk me out of it, the way Pa begged me, he got down on his hands and his knees and begged me, please, this fella is no good. I can hear his voice telling me. I was young.
Your Pa is not always infallible.
A person can be too young, you know that? Much too young. It's only later, when it's too late, that you think back and remember how right your father was when he told you.
Your Pa was wrong.
You can stand there and tell me that? When you have no idea in your head but shipping me off someplace I don't know where, so you can paint the town yellow with somebody that you couldn't even get a date with?
If I can't even get a date with her, what are you so worried about?
That's a real question. That's a real intelligent question.
Ida... If the doctor said Montana and you have confidence in him, why do we gotta argue like that?
She wouldn't even look at you.
How do you know?
See? You admit it.
I want to know how you can hate me so much as to think she wouldn't be the slightest bit interested.
Because she wouldn't be interested.
What's interested you can interest her.
I was young.
This is so silly. We're talking in circles, Ida.
Oh.
What's the matter?
You aggravated me.
What is it?
My pills. Top shelf.
Lie down, here.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare touch
me. I'm not touching you. Lie down.
I'm as comfortable as I ever will be, right? What are you standing there for?
Top shelf? Top shelf. I had saved them up, like everything inside me, in green capsules. I never intended. How could I have such a thing in my heart that I'd ever think of doing such a thing? But it always made me feel better when I'd make it up at the drugstore and put it in the box. I felt better when I got through work mixing the stuff, just like I mixed 1,000 prescriptions every day of the week and putting it away. For a rainy day, I told myself, someday when I got mad enough. Well, it wasn't my head or my heart, I can tell you that, but something my hand maybe. And I took her the green capsules instead.
What are these?
Dr. Ross was in today and asked me to change a prescription.
Green?
What difference does the color make?
Never told me about a new medicine.
Would I make up anything for you that wouldn't be good for you?
If you'd send me to Montana.
Now, study yourself. Really now, Ida, study yourself. Be objective a little. You've got me murdering you now.
What does it taste like?
Capsules don't taste.
All right.
Here, I'll get my hand under your pillow.
Don't touch me. I'd rather die than have you touch me.
All right. See, I'm not touching you.
Green, I never heard of anything like it. Where's the water?
You make such a fuss over a little pill.
Never mind. Give me the glass.
You'll feel much better.
I could taste it.
You only think so.
I could. Myron, I feel funny again. Not like before. Funnier.
I'll get you water.
No. Let me.
I'll get it.
Glass. Water.
Oh. You'd think a man would feel guilty. After studying what such a chemical can do to a person's system, knowing the entire process, you'd think just a little regret, maybe, would pass through him. No. I was glad, that's all. I stood and looked down at her. I smiled. I felt evil. Humphrey Bogart. For a minute, I pretended I was him. I put my hand in my coat pocket. You know how he does, with just the thumb sticking out. No gun in there, actually. But you would swear he's got it. But be realistic. You can't hide a thing like that. First-degree murder, and poof. So I put her in bed. I washed out the little wine glass, and I packed a few things. Can you imagine passing a policeman? They're not the same anymore. Instead of looking at the brass buttons, you're looking at the gun. But more than anything, I was afraid of him. He'd get me. If any man was violent, it was certainly her father. Take, for instance, like a few weeks after Ida and me were married.
Sit down.
I'd rather stand, thank you.
In my house, when I ask a man to sit down, I intend to have him sit down. Sit down. Much better.
Sit down yourself, why don't you?
I prefer to stand. To get the brass tacks. Ida tells me you quarrel.
Sometimes in the best of families.
Whose fault was it?
Well, Pa, you know her temper.
Never lost without reason. What did you do to her?
Nothing. Haven't you ever fought with your wife?
My differences with my wife have nothing whatever to do with your mistreating my daughter.
She must have really bent your ear.
Listen, you. I want you to know something. Look up at me. Now, you listen. I didn't want you to marry Ida. I told her about you. I see your kind every day. I don't know, maybe you look better behind the counter with a white uniform on talking to the doctors. But with or without the white uniform, I know you.
What did she tell you about me?
Never mind, I'm doing the talking.
I'll see.
I'm doing the talking is right. I isn't used to a home life of quarreling and bickering. We never did it here, and we don't intend that you should make of her a nervous wreck.
I don't know why I have to explain my family problems to you in the first place.
Listen to me, you!
Put me down. Let go.
I hold you at arm's length like the little piece of nothing you are, and I tell you, if I ever catch you treating my daughter as anything but the way a gentleman should treat her, I'll tear you in little bits. Do you think I can do it? Do you think I can do it?
I think you could.
Much better. Look, just remember, the little tiny bits.
Between him and the police, therefore, there's very little hope. Very little. As a matter of fact, it's hard to decide which would be the worst way to die, which I am more afraid of. Of course, Pa. Much more. The law has logic and a little reason to it, but Pa is nothing but an animal, a wild animal. If he should ever get me... I'll leave tonight. How can a fugitive from justice like me stay in one place? Because a man has an intolerable wife, he is a criminal. Think of the injustice. Think. If it were a war and she were the enemy, I would have a medal. Why haven't I the intestinal fortitude to run to the police and give myself up? Why? Because even with such a rotten place, cracked plaster and unsanitary, it's life. And the other? Death. Listen to the philosopher while they wait to kill me. I've got to get out of here. Nobody. Ooh, my bag. Yeah, maybe I should stay here. No, got to go. Never stay in one place too long.
Wait a minute, I'm not sure you mean.
A little weasel.
Small,
well, fine all the time. Have you seen him?
Tell me.
I see this fella.
Yeah. Well, show me. He's a murderer.
Show him. In the lobby. He's in the lobby talking to the bellboy. What'll I do? Nothing I can do. Run, you fool. Run. Where? The back stairs. Run.
You've heard Act One of Apology, starring Elliot Lewis. In this brief intermission for a smoke in the Philip Morris Playhouse, here is Mr. John Holbrook with some important facts well worth remembering, well worth acting on.
Over 2 million more smokers have switched to Philip Morris.
Yes, over 2 million more smokers are now enjoying in Philip Morris a milder smoke. A cleaner, fresher smoke than they've ever known before.
If you're tired of cigarette hangover, that stale, musty, smoked-out taste in your mouth,
join the millions and switch to Philip Morris.
If you're tired of cigarette hangover, that tight, dry feeling in your throat,
join the millions and switch to Philip Morris.
Remember, Philip Morris is the one, the only cigarette proved definitely less irritating, definitely milder than any other leading brand. No other cigarette can make that statement.
Remember, top-ranking doctors, eminent nose and throat specialists, actually suggest Philip Morris in cases of irritation due to smoking.
And above all, remember this. You'll be glad tomorrow you smoked Philip Morris today.
Now, Elliot Lewis in Act Two of Apology. Tonight's production in the Philip Morris Playhouse.
This why I was born, so I could take my place behind a garbage can in an alley. Lord knows what diseases. And I didn't have sense enough to even bring my top coat when I left the house. But Pa, I lost him all right. The city should do something about alleys. Well, do we sit here and talk to ourselves, or do we start looking for a place to go? Oh... there's a place to go. What a beautiful place. It's funny how a man frees himself from one thing and gets chained up in something else. It just wasn't meant to be that I should see her again. Do you know that there might be a chance to see her? Do you know that? Who but Ida knew I had interest in Anne? Not even Anne herself. Can you imagine being so much in love with a person and never so much as saying hello? Maybe if it were Hetty Lamar, a man isn't fit to touch the hem of a skirt, but a common, ordinary waitress. Wait a minute. Not so common, not so ordinary. I could go right to her place. Couldn't be more than a mile from here. Agreed. I followed her home so many times. A man who has the courage to kill certainly has the courage to talk to the girl he loves. How beautiful she is. And I've never been so much as 10 feet close to her. I never even smelled her perfume. A murderer should certainly have courage enough to have smelled her perfume. I'll knock. She'll open the door. I'll come in, close the door, put my back to it, my hand in my pocket, with the thumb out. That funny little look on my face. Smiling, maybe. I've killed my wife. Your life is nothing to me. The chair don't get any hotter for 2 murders than for 1. Who's to tell what a girl is liable to do when she's afraid? Who's to tell how far fear is from love? Who's to tell? An emergency. Quick, open.
Who are you?
Oh, it's John of the restaurant. Please, Ann.
John.
Open. Open.
Hey, I don't know anybody.
Get back in there. Get in. This is a gun.
What do you want?
Do you read the papers?
What do you want?
I ask you a question, and when I ask a question, I expect to be answered. Sit down. Much better. Now, do you read the papers? Turn on the lamp.
Sometimes.
I'm Myron Frayn, alias Buzicki. I killed my wife.
Oh, look, Mr.
And do you know why?
Why?
Because I love you.
What?
How does it feel to have someone killed over love of you?
Well,
I own the drugstore next to the restaurant you work in.
Look, maybe I ought to go downstairs, get us something to drink. I'll be right back.
Sit down. Do you also know another reason I killed my wife? Because now that I'm a murderer, you'll talk to me.
What are you going to do?
Something I should have done a long time ago.
Please.
I'm going to kiss you. Or better, you will kiss me. Come here.
Kiss you?
A kiss or a bullet. Your choice.
All right. I'll kiss you. Okay. Sit up, right boy.
You?
Too many movies is your trouble.
No.
Killed your wife for me. A gun. I get a joker like you once a month. Always big stories.
And?
Miss Palmer. I remember you now. I've seen you follow me home a couple of times.
But I really did
kill...
Yeah,
now look. Look, I'm not calling the cops this time. It's just because I got a heart that's bigger than my head. You probably got some mare at home that bops you down daily. Go on. Get out of here. Go on. If I ever see you again, I'll personally beat your brains in. Judging by your size, it wouldn't be too hard to do.
Lose yourself in a crowd. Times Square. Lucky my face is so ordinary. I look no different than 50,000 others who are riding around in the subways. My description could fit so many people. They'll have a tough time. Ooh, what a terrible girl she was. What a terrible girl. So hard. Hard as steel. Ah, just like a lot of things, if you get up close, there's very little romance left. Her complexion isn't even what might be expected. Why should she believe me? A killer. Do I look the type? Of course not. After a period of respectability, a man can do anything and still appear respectable. It's a habit, more or less. Yeah. Being on a subway makes you think you're going somewhere, because a passenger who gets on when it's heading downtown doesn't realize that the train turns around and goes back uptown. He thinks it's going someplace, whereas it's only going in a circle.
Look out who you're... Well, hello, Mr. Frayn.
Who, me? Not me.
Why, Mr. Frayn, what are you talking, Mr. Frayn?
No, look, I've never been in New York before.
Your name, Frayn?
Buzicki.
Let's see your identification.
What is this?
Your identification, please.
I left my wallet at home.
Yeah. You come down with me.
A man has the right.
Charge. Murder. Your lawyer's here.
What? Mr. Lauritsen. Good to see you, Lauritsen.
Myron.
10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Myron, you didn't do this horrible thing.
Yes.
Temporary insanity. It's your only chance.
Maybe.
I'm friendly with a wonderful psychiatrist. He'll give you an examination.
I saved up the poison for weeks. You see how easily I admit it. It's because of the hate I felt for her.
Terrible, just terrible.
You don't know, Lawson, what it's been like these last few years.
Just terrible.
Coming home every night to such a woman.
Temporary insanity.
How can you say that? I saved up the poison for weeks.
Can they prove it?
They can prove I mixed it. I'm a registered pharmacist. They can prove it was premeditated.
Very bad, Myron. Very bad. I'm so sorry for
Listen to me, Lawson. Whatever you do, don't let that ogre come near me.
Who?
Pa, my father-in-law. He'll kill me.
Oh, I see. I can very well understand.
You won't permit him near me.
I'll caution the police.
He'll kill me.
I'll caution the police.
And don't let me out of here.
On a murder charge? How could I get you out?
Habeas corpus.
Oh, you always listen too much to radios. There's no bond on a murder charge.
Then he couldn't get me out of here by paying my bond.
Never in a million years.
Thank you, Lawson.
Now, I've got my notebook. Now, Myron, every detail. Don't hold back, Myron.
I know. Everything may be important in a case like this. Afraid? I was afraid since I was 1 year old. Maybe even before. But not now. Not anymore. Being afraid was the only protection I ever had. But now it's not up to me. Now somebody in authority will decide when I'm going to die in the duly appointed place.
Your lawyer again, Frank.
What? Mr. Lawson, what?
Myron. Your father-in-law, a wonderful man.
What did he do?
A genius of a man. How he did it, I still don't know.
Did what?
The police examined everything, Myron. None of your fingerprints were on the box, none on the glass.
How could it be? I mixed the stuff.
It's used for some disease, isn't it?
The poison? In small quantity.
He has it. The disease. He said you mixed it for her.
Oh, but what about Ida? How?
It said poison, the label. She took it. He said she was despondent. Your father-in-law...
Oh, no, but don't they see? Don't they see? He went up there. He was the one that found her. Before he left, he made it look like it was suicide. So in case the police picked me up, I'd be released and he could get at me. Don't you see?
Regardless, he did it, and you're a fool if you open your mouth.
But with modern crime detection...
Listen, Myron, if you open your mouth, I'll refuse to take your case.
He'll kill me.
You crazy fool. You're free. Just shut up.
It'll be 10 times worse with him.
Go then. Get away from him. Leave the country. Do something. At least the law isn't after you.
I won't have a chance.
Remember what Lowetson said. Just shut up.
How can it be that I'm standing on a street again? Me, a murderer. It's a crime to public safety that I should be allowed to walk around. At Lowetson, just so they wouldn't say he lost the murder case. Just so. So.
Myron. Get in the car, Myron.
All right, Pa.
I'm very proud of myself.
You should be. It was remarkable.
I came up afterwards. She was lying there. I started out. I almost collapsed right then and there. But I turned back. I knew you were stupid. I knew the law would pick you up, so I fixed everything. I covered all your traces. I'm very thorough, Myron. I never slip up when I set my mind.
The law should take care of me. You shouldn't.
That wouldn't be enough for me.
I would get the electric chair.
Too quick.
Please. Please.
I can tend to everything sitting right here in the car.
Please, have a little mercy.
Yell for it.
Mercy. Mercy.
I'm very thorough, Myron. Very thorough indeed. get up.
I can't.
Tell me now, Myron. What did she mean to me? Myron. What did she mean to me, Myron?
She meant everything.
To who?
Shoot me. Shoot me.
What else, Myron?
She was the joy.
The joy?
The joy of your life.
Now, apologize again.
I apologize.
What for?
She was everything to you.
That's true, Myron. She was everything to me. By the way, there's something you'll be happy to know. When I go back, I'll get Lowenstein to handle my case. Just to make sure there's one he loses.
The Philip Morris Playhouse presented Apology, produced, edited, and directed by William Spear. Our star, Elliot Lewis, will be back in a moment for a curtain call. In the meantime,
watch out, watch out, watch out for
cigarette hangover. That stale, musty, smoked out taste in your mouth. Cigarette hangover. That tight, dry, uncomfortable feeling in your throat. Cigarette hangover. That's what takes the joy out of smoking. And when that happens to you, it's time to switch to Philip Morris. Remember, over 2 million more smokers have switched to Philip Morris. Yes, if you're tired of cigarette hangover, join the millions who have discovered in Philip Morris a milder smoke, a cleaner, fresher smoke than they've ever known before. Over 2 million more smokers have switched to Philip Morris. Remember, Philip Morris is the one, the only cigarette proved definitely less irritating, proved definitely milder than any other leading brand. No other cigarette can make that statement. Remember, top-ranking doctors, eminent nose and throat specialists, actually suggest Philip Morris in cases of irritation due to smoking. Above all, remember this. You'll be glad tomorrow you smoked Philip Morris today.
This is Elliot Lewis. I sincerely believe that the Philip Morris Playhouse made a wonderful contribution to the literature of the best radio plays by producing tonight's show by David Ellis. And I was honored in being invited to appear in it. May I thank Philip Morris for the opportunity, and may I thank my friends and colleagues who appeared with me.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. And may I present you with this carton of Philip Morris cigarettes. And I hope you'll be among our listeners next Friday evening when the spotlight will be on Donald O'Connor.
I will, Johnny. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Lewis. This is Johnny again reminding you, if you're tired of cigarette hangover, call for the one cigarette that gives you a milder, fresher, cleaner smoke. Yes, call for Philip Morris!
Now goodbye, Johnny. See you next Friday, same time, same station, when once again we will present the Philip Morris Playhouse, starring Donald O'Connor. Until then... Take a number from 1 to 10.
I'll take 5.
That's the winner. That's Revelation, a blend of 5 great tobaccos cut 5 different ways. Revelation is a great pipe tobacco that's smooth, burning, fragrant. Only 15 cents for the pocket tin. Revelation. Music on the Philip Morris Playhouse is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. All names and characters used on this program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This is Art Ballinger saying goodnight for Philip Morris. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Procter & Gamble's Tide washes dishes cleaner than any soap. No scum in the water, no cloudy film. Dishes and glassware simply sparkle. Try Tide. This is Ken X, Los Angeles.